Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. On tonight, once again, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, because God is doing great and marvelous things through this worldwide platform and ministry, it is growing beyond our wildest dreams and imaginations, and to God be the glory. It is marvelous in our eyes what God is doing for his glory through this worldwide platform and ministry. Again, it is growing for God's glory. So I just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. And I thank God for every listener that faithfully tunes in and continue to share the good news about this ministry and platform to others of their friends and listeners and co-workers and neighbors and friends so they can tune in as well and be blessed by God's word. Well, on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, as always, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the person of none other than Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King is my first cousin. He will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight. So you want to make sure you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's word on tonight. Because we don't want you to take it lightly or for granted or to have anyone think that we're making up things as we go, but we want you to see it for yourself, what thus said the Lord God himself through his word. We always open up with prayer, so I'm asking our listeners if you will please pray with me at this time because we serve an awesome God. He can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve on tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know that you are truly worthy to be praised. We know that there is none like you in all the earth. And Father, we come now asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every doer of your word, Heavenly Father, that are saved in Jesus' name, your son Jesus' name, all over the land. Heavenly Father, you know who we are, you know where we are, and you know the purpose that you have placed on each one of our lives. And so you know who are faithful doers of your word on tonight. So now, Lord, we pray again that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. And thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that still works and it will never lose its power. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. Thank you for your sufficient grace toward us, even in spite of ourselves. Heavenly Father, we pray now, Lord, that you would move by your Spirit through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, through your word. Heavenly Father, should there be any listener on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, is our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight, through your word, that will touch their hearts, that they too will be able to open their own mouth on tonight and seek Jesus Christ and seek for forgiveness of their sins. And they will also open their own mouth to confess and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them from their sins. And they too will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their individual God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, now we thank you that you are in total control. No matter what's going on in the world, Heavenly Father, we know that mayhem has disruption has ravaging the whole earth again, Heavenly Father, even through this worldwide pandemic. On the behalf of our brother and in Christ, Heavenly Father, that lost his life due to the hands of the violence of a police officer and the three police officers that stood by and watched and didn't do anything to stop it. Our brother, George Floyd, we continue to lift up his and ask that you would comfort and strengthen his family and all those, Heavenly Father, that have lost loved ones all over the land. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would intervene, that peace will be restored all over the land, that and we would turn all of our problems and our situations over to you, because you said that vengeance is yours and that you would fight our battles for us. But we must turn them over to you so that you can fight for us, Heavenly Father. So help us to release these things over to you, Heavenly Father, so that you can handle them in your timing, Heavenly Father. And we know that, again, you sit high, you look low, and all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. Now, Lord, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us as your word go forth through Pastor Norman King, that you be glorified is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, we need to let God fight for us. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought for the people of God on tonight, for the world. We need to let God fight for us. Just like I said in the prayer just a few seconds ago. The Lord said, Vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. I will repay. He sees the injustice that's going on. So sometimes we need to step back and release these different situations and problems over to him, because we can't do anything about it. Sometimes we make a bigger mess out of it than what it should be. So we understand that sometimes people want to protest because of injustice that's going on in the world. And there's too much of it going on. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control. And we pray that justice be done in this situation, that all involved, Heavenly Father, would be get the justice that's due unto each one of them. In Jesus' name we pray. So continue to bless our brother in Christ, George Floyd, his family. Continue to comfort and strengthen not only that family, but all those that have bereaved all over the land on tonight, Heavenly Father. Let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, in Jesus' name. So I'm asking our listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. Again, you can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. I would appreciate it if you would go to my website, and once you go there, follow the procedures that leads you to be able to click on follow, become a follower. But there's some procedures that you must follow first before you can click on it. So I'm asking all the listeners, if you would take the time out to do that and follow me as well as not only tuning in. I appreciate you for tuning in faithfully and also for spreading the good news about this ministry to others, that others can tune in to be blessed by God's word. So right now we're going to go to our music break. Following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Again, it's the pastor of Victorville. Praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful on tonight that Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, God's Son, His only begotten beloved Son, that He thought that our life, your life, my life, was worth living, that He came down from glory. He sacrificed His own life and came down in His flesh and paid our sin debt with His own sinless blood. His sinless blood paid our sinless, our price for our sins through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Aren't you grateful that the blood of Jesus Christ still works and He will never lose His power? What an awesome song for our music break on tonight. Worth living. But right now, again, we are so excited again to have Pastor King get ready to bring forth another word from the Lord on tonight. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with Him as we get ready to go through God's word together on tonight. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I'm so humbly grateful for this privilege and opportunity to give God praise by sharing the good news about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm grateful, thankful for my cousin James, for being led by the Holy Spirit and see the God in me that allowed me this platform to share the good news about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I pray His strength that He continue to press forward in obedience and do that what He's been ordained, that He's been called to do. And let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I pray that you have your way, that you have your way, that I be decreased and that you are increased, and that you have your way, Lord. And I pray these, in Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, amen. In my spirit, the Lord says to me, by way of the Holy Spirit, I want you to come on the air, and I want you to talk about my son. Talk about your Lord. You know, there, as I was sharing with Cousin James earlier today, I said that, you know, there's so much talk about the virus. There's so much talk about COVID-19, and to the point that it's flooding the airwaves and, you know, the presence and et cetera. And the Spirit of God say, I need you to talk about my son. So I come tonight, and I want to talk about Jesus Christ, my Lord, my Savior. I'm coming tonight with a topic. I know I'm not going in certain traditional order, but that's not what's important. What's important is that I obey the Holy Spirit. My subject tonight is, I've chosen you. I've chosen you. I'm coming from John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 16. Here's what it says. I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. It says, you didn't choose me. This is Jesus talking, y'all. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. Now, we know as Jesus addressed his disciples, amen, and that same word goes out to us today, amen. So he said, you know, for a long time I was unlearned when I thought for a long time that I chose God until I come into a Bible study that taught me what thus said the Lord. And I'll never forget when I first saw this verse, I said, wow. He said, you thought you chose me, but I chose you. So my topic tonight is that I've chosen, he said, send this out tonight, I've chosen you. Amen. The supreme purpose of believers is to go and bear fruit. Amen. Believers are the chosen and ordained of Christ. And they have been given, amen, I hope you consider yourself this today. Come on. Amen. Blessed assurance, y'all. Amen. You're supposed to know. Amen. It said, and they have been given the very same purpose of Christ himself. And what's that purpose? To go into all the world and bear fruit among men. We all being given the same charge that Jesus was giving my brothers and my sisters. Amen. I come to remind some and stir up others. Amen. And for some who may be listening for the first time, I want you to hear what thus said the Lord. Amen. See, this is one of the great verses of Scripture. Amen. Believers are chosen and ordained by Jesus. I know that we hear the word ordained, and we hear the word chosen. There's a tendency to think there's got to be called and ordained to the office of a bishop or elder or overseer. Amen. But all of us, the believer, has been chosen and ordained by Jesus. We do not choose him. Come on, y'all. Nor do we ordain or send ourselves out to serve. I want to say that it is God who approaches and draws us. It is God who what, appoints us to live for him and to serve him. Amen? According to Acts 9:15, this is what it says. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me, good God Almighty, to bear my name before the Gentiles, the kings, and the children of Israel. Amen. I just want to say tonight, and I'm gonna talk about a great man who Jesus considers a great man. Amen. And according to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6, it says, there was a man sent from God. I love that, y'all. Whose name was John. I'm going to back up. I'm going to read it again. There was a man sent from God. Good God Almighty. Whose name was John. I get there in a minute. I'm going to move on. I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to go back to the believers. Talking about you and me. Believers are chosen and appointed for three very specific purposes. To go forth as ambassadors for Christ, proclaiming the glorious message of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hear me now. Believers are not called to be exclusive. Come on, church. Exclusive, be an inclusive club of retirees, who have it made and who can go about doing what they want, knowing they are eternally secure. Come on, believer. If that's you, then say it's me. Believers are the ambassadors of Christ in the world. Hallelujah. We are the ambassadors of Christ in the world. Once they, come on, the believer, have been saved, their duty, their sole reason for being appointed and left in this world is to deliver the message of their king. Amen. Now, that's all of our duty as believers. Amen. But with that being said, I want to go and bring this point up tonight. Amen. And I'm going to reference the Gospel of John, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1. It says that in the beginning, it's the New Living. In the beginning was the word already existed. The word was with God, and the word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. Talking about Jesus, y'all. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. Verse 4. The word, come on, gave life to everything that was created. Talking about Jesus. And his life brought light to everyone. Talking about Jesus. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Amen? Verse 6, I'm going to read it again. God sent a man, John the Baptist, yes, he did, to tell about the light. Who's the light? Jesus. For God sent a man named John the Baptist to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. Now, I don't want to go too fast, and I won't be before you long. But tonight I want to continue to thrive with this word saying, Jesus, God, saying, I've chosen you. I've chosen you just like I chose John the Baptist. To what? To tell about the light. We, the believer, brothers and sisters, is supposed to tell people about the light. Who is the light? Jesus. Amen? We're supposed to tell people about the light. Amen? Tell people about Jesus. Because there's nobody like Jesus. Come on, church. There's nobody like Jesus. Amen. John the Baptist didn't play, y'all. He didn't. So the words, verse 7 says, let me back up. Verse 6, God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. Now, when you say, and this is something you should know as you do a self-evaluation of yourself, what's your testimony about? Does your testimony represent the light like John the Baptist testimony represent the light? That's a good question, because we need to make sure that our life, our testimony reflects the light. Who is the light? Jesus. Amen. It says in verse 8, it says, John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. And we, you and me, my brothers and sisters, as well, we are not the light. If somebody try to put us on the pedestal, point them to Jesus. Amen. Remember, that as John was not the light, he was simply a witness, and you and I is a witness, to tell people about the light, the one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone who's coming into the world. Remember, John was the forerunner, so he was warning them. He was alerting them, alarming them, that this light, who is Jesus, is coming. Amen. One of my favorite verses is Matthew 5:16, where it says, let your light so shine before men. It's saying the same thing. Your light is Jesus. Come on, y'all. Amen. Your light that you're supposed to shine, allow to shine, is Jesus. Amen. Verse 14 says, so the word became human, became flesh, and made his home among us. Who's talking about, y'all? The light. Who's the light? It's Jesus. Amen. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father, one and only Son. Amen. Now, I'm talking about John preparing the way of Jesus. Amen. I'm talking about you and me, our testimony. Supposed to set us up, y'all. Amen. That people will be inquisitive. Some, not all, but some, to want to know, what is it with this guy? What is it about this lady? Is something different about them? Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it's supposed to be. And see, for the ones who don't understand, it's an opportunity to show them Jesus Christ. Amen. For those who know the Lord, but maybe backslidden or just got off course, it's your opportunity to stir them, amen, to lift them up, to encourage them, amen. But let me get back to this light, amen. Let me get back to the light. God sent a man, John the Baptist, amen. So Jesus, we know Jesus is the light of the world, amen. So there was one person who was a very special witness to Christ. I mentioned his name already. I'm going to say it again. John the Baptist. John's sole purpose on earth was to witness and to bear testimony to the light of the world. His purpose stands as a dynamic example for every believer. That's us, y'all. Amen. The purpose of the believer, that's you and me, y'all, the purpose of the believer is to bear the same witness as John. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. I want to stir somebody. See, quit listening, y'all. And I'm guilty of it, too. Hey, man, let's quit talking and putting the COVID-19 and the pandemic on the front runner, y'all. Come on, amen. We know that we don't know how, but we knew something's going to come. But the Bible has prophesied it, amen. Let's get back on track, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus. Amen. You know, there's something about that name Jesus. We know that. Amen. Let's get back on, in line and let our testimony set things up for us to be obedient for the power of the Holy Ghost to work what? Through us. Amen. John the Baptist, a man sent from God. Amen. The man, John, was a man, only a man. You are a man or a woman. A strong contrast has been made between what had been said about Christ and what is now being said about John. I'm going back to the word. Christ was in the beginning. We see it all in John 1:1. Amen. He was with God, and he was God, according to John chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. Amen. John was a man who had come into existence at birth. Just as all men, you and me, amen, I existed from at birth, amen. John was the son of a man, amen, whereas Jesus Christ was the only begotten Son of God, amen. So John was not a divine being. You are not a divine being. Come on. Your bishop is not a divine being. Come on, somebody, amen. Some of us treat our bishops like they are a divine, but they ain't no divine business. They just like John, just like me and you. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
John was not a divine being. He was not even an angel. He was a mere man. Come on. Amen. Let's don't get twisted now. Amen. Let's keep the same and keep it in right perspective. That's why John said that I may decrease and that you increase. Amen. The man, talking about John, however, was sent from God. And he was sent on a very special mission. Amen. I want to declare to you tonight that you and I were sent on a mission. John had his, you got yours, and I got mine. I see too much competition between the saints. Too much competition between the saints, y'all. Oh, that person is anointed. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, they are highly favored. Amen. They are anointed. Come on. They are mere man. They are mere woman. Come on. Come on. Come on now. Amen now. It's their Holy Spirit. Oh, come on. Now, I'm in trouble. That's all right, though. I got to speak the word. Let's stay humble. Let's don't put props on people. Come on, y'all. Amen. John the Baptist said that I may decrease and that you are increased. Amen. The servant and messenger of God, amen, is not sent forth by men. Come on, come on, come on now. Yeah, I know we got some that are sent by men, but that's not what the Bible says. We're supposed to be sent by God. Come on. Amen. The servant and messenger of God is not sent forth by men, but by God. He is sent forth as the ambassador of God. Is sent forth from God, from the very side and heart of God. Come on, church. Amen. The servant and messenger of God is a man of high calling now. Come on. And mission of enormous responsibility and accountability. Let's don't get it twisted. That's why King Solomon said, in all your getting, get understanding. Amen. You have not chosen me, the Jesus word again, y'all, but I have chosen you and ordained you. Sometimes we mean well, but our words, we don't say our words to line up with God's word, amen? And that's why we got to pray and ask the Lord for forgiveness that we get to say according to the word of God, amen? Is that all right, church? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we continue on, talking about this man, this man was named John. His name means gracious, yes. He was a man sent forth with a name to match his message. God's grace is now to enter upon the scene of world history. Look here. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, the embodiment of God's glorious grace. Amen? So, just like John, he was sent as a forerunner. Amen. You and I were sent. Amen. Our testimony is supposed to speak for itself. We ought to speak and be a witness ourselves. Amen. The man. And that man can be you. It can be me. Amen. It's supposed to be. Let me say it that way. I'm talking about John now, y'all. The man came to bear witness of the light. Who's the light? It's Jesus. You and I are supposed to bear witness of the same light. Amen? He was sent, talking about John again, he was sent with a very special message. You are sent. You are ordained by God for a very specific message. Romans 11:29 says the gifts and the calls of God is irrevocable. All of us has been called by God. Come on, somebody. All of us have been gifted by God, but sometimes we get this competition, this competitiveness, amen, to place people over others. No, no, no. You mere, I'm mere, only God. Come on, somebody, amen. Ain't about me. It's not about you. Come on, amen. All these things are important, amen. The message is given. It's a given message, should I say, amen. Bear with me. I'm trying to make a few points here. I'll be out your way. The servant of God, just back to talking about us, y'all. The servant of God is not left on his own to think up a message. He is not dependent upon his own reason, thoughts, and ideas. Come on, church. I know I'm in the house, y'all. His message is Christ, the light of the world. You cannot share, or should I say, be a witness if you're not talking about the light? Come on. Amen. Yeah. How can you say you've been a witness if you don't talk about the light? Who's the light? It's Jesus. How are you going to preach a word? How are you going to share a word if you will never mention the light? Amen. Now, I know I keep on saying who is light because I don't want nobody to not get what I'm saying. Amen. We know that Jesus is the light. Amen. We got to make sure that we center all that we do around the light. Amen. The light of the world. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 2:17, it says, "For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God in the sight of God speak we in Christ." We got to speak in Christ. Amen. I'm just trying to share the word, y'all. The purpose of the man. Talking about us. Yeah, we're talking about John, but this same word applies to us, y'all. The purpose of the man's witness is clearly stated that all men through Christ might believe. Amen. That's our main objective, y'all. It's to share, to be a witness about the light. That all men through Christ might believe. Because I have a powerful testimony. Your and my purpose was not to start a movement for God. Come on now. I'm trying to say something, y'all. Don't cut me off too soon now. I want you to understand that the whole core of my message is centered around Jesus Christ. Amen. His purpose, man, was not to organize and administer. Amen. Note that John never healed or performed a miracle, nor built a program around the synagogue or temple. And it says it in John 10:41. Amen. Many people went to Jesus. They said, John 10:41. It said many people went to Jesus. They said John didn't perform any miracles. But everything John said about this man is true. Oh, y'all heard me? Come on, y'all. Sometimes people think because this person is so gifted, come on, y'all, huh? That they are anointed. You are anointed. Amen.
Amen.
You are ordained, huh? God has given you a special purpose. He's given me a special purpose. Let's not get it twisted, y'all. Amen. His purpose. I'm talking about John again, y'all. His purpose was not even to preach. His purpose was to lead men to believe in the light. See, that's powerful right there, y'all, because your and my responsibility is to lead men and women to believe in the light. Who's the light? Jesus. He witnessed and proclaimed the light so that all men might believe. The man, I'm talking about John again, y'all, the man was sent to focus on people and to lead them to believe in Christ Jesus. A bunch of us start off that way, but something happened along the way. Then we kind of got, you know, as God sees, God can bless us, y'all. Amen. And we can sometimes stop being humble like we were before we got our blessing. Oh, y'all, come on, come on, come on now. I don't care how God excel you and move you to wherever your heights may be. Continue to stay humble. Amen. Continue to stay humble. The servant of God. I'm talking about you and me again. The servant of God has one primary purpose. I said it a while ago, I'm going to say it again. One primary purpose, and that is to lead men to believe in Christ Jesus, which is the light of the world. The servant. Talking about me and you again. The servant. Amen. Purpose is not to organize, to administer, to oversee, to manage, to teach, or to preach. Now, all these things are contributors, but don't let this be your core. Amen. His purpose is stated, and that's what you and I, our main core purpose is, to lead men to believe in Christ Jesus. Amen. Everything else is a method. Come on, church. Uh-huh, come on. Amen. Everything else is a method, not purpose. So we talk about method versus purpose. Amen. Method versus purpose. Everything else is method, not purpose. Men have too often confused methods with purpose. The result has been that teeming millions are still unreached. And y'all know I'm telling the truth. And teeming thousands are being deceived by confusing the methods of religion with the purpose of God, the salvation of men through belief in his Son. Amen? John 3:16, everybody know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen? John 5:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believe on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Life. Amen. I thank God for his word. Amen. It's so much that I can say, but I'm not going to say everything because I want to make sure that I continue to expound on the needed thing to be said tonight. Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And my question to you is that, what are you doing on your watch? Yes, it's a question that you already know. I'm just throwing it out there, y'all. What are you doing on your watch? Is you spreading the good news? Is your testimony strong? Is people knowing that it's that you are serious about your walks because they're seeing the fruit? Let me go back. Amen. Let me go back. I'm going to go back and read this verse. Bear with me. Let me bring the scripture back up. I'm going to go back to John 15 and 16, which is my verse for tonight. Okay. It says, you didn't choose me. It's a New Living Translation. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit. Here we go, y'all. So God chose me and you. Jesus said these words. These are Jesus saying in John 15:16. He said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Now, chose you, and he said, I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruits. That's what we've been chosen to do, y'all. We have been appointed and chosen to produce lasting fruit. And then he goes on saying, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. And verse 17 says, this is my command. Love ye one another. Amen? And I thank God. I'm going to tie the thing down, y'all. But I want to make sure. I want to make sure that I share some words. Amen. John the Baptist. Let me tell you what can happen to you if you be serious about your appointment, your call, and your ordination. Amen. The testimony of John the Baptist. I'm gonna read this here before I close out. This is John 1:19, New Living Translation. It says, verse 19 says, this was John's testimony. When the Jewish leaders sent priests and temple assistants from Jerusalem to ask John, who are you? He came right out and said, I am not the Messiah. See, sometimes we hold stuff back when God says, say something, amen. Verse 21 says, well then, who are you, they asked. Are you Elijah? No, he replied. Are you the prophet we are expecting? No. Verse 22, they was all confused, y'all. Verse 22 says, they say, then who are you? We need an answer for those who sent us. What do you have to say about yourself? John replies in the words of the prophet Elijah, Isaiah. He said, I am a voice shouting in the wilderness. Clear the way for the Lord. coming. Y'all know that same word is tonight as well. We're supposed to clear the way for the Lord's coming. Amen. See, don't let it happen on your watch that God has put somebody in your path for you to be a light, what light Jesus light unto, and you fail. That's why we got to ask the Lord for forgiveness, y'all. Repent of our sins. Amen. I am a voice. Are you a voice in the wilderness? The world is a wilderness, y'all. Are you in the wilderness? I don't mean mentally. I'm talking about presently. Amen. Are you in the wilderness being cleared away for the Lord's coming like John? And then in verse 24 says, then the Pharisees who had been sent asked him, if you're not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet, what right do you have to baptize? John told them, I baptize with water. But right here in the crowd is someone you do not recognize. Through his ministry, follows mine. I am not even worthy to be his slave and untie the strap of his sandals. This encounter, then he goes on to go, but I'm finished, y'all. I'm finished. You know why I'm finished? Because I'm done. Amen. I'm done because I did what God has ordained this night to come forth through me. And I want you to know that you didn't choose God. God chose you. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just pray, Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you. And thank you. You say your word will never return void. And I know it's not returned void. It's an already touched. It's an already agreed. And someone has been changed. I ain't got to see it, but I know what your word says. And I believe your word. And I thank you for your word. And I give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And I pray for James' ministry that you have ordained. Amen. And that you have called him to do, Father. I want to say thank you. And I pray that he continue to be humble. I know he loved the Lord. And he gives so much of himself because he understands that it's. He don't take it lightly what you have ordained him to do. And I say thank you, and I love you. And these I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Let the redeemed Lord say amen, amen, and amen. So I'm going to be ready to play this song, amen. You bear with me.
Bear with me. That can make your eyes
this song is coming. It's going to be Doran Hobb and Shirley Murdoch. Nobody like Jesus.
There's nobody like Jesus. There's nothing like his plan for my life. There's nothing like the words that he spoke, you know, me. Oh, there's nobody like Jesus. There's nothing like the love that I can
James. It's in your hands.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm just really enjoying that song, reminiscing off of that song, Nobody Like Jesus. And that's a true song for any believer that knows what the power of prayer can do. Anyone that knows what God has already done in your life, you know for yourself, there's nobody like Jesus. Nobody like our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. There's nobody like him in all the earth. So I just thank God for who he is. Thank God for Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. Thank you for his precious blood that was shed on the cross for you and for me. Thank you, Jesus, that we are redeemed through your blood. Thank you for your sinless, righteous, and holy and precious blood. Thank you that the blood of Jesus still works. So now, once again, we pray and ask God to continue to bless his word. His word is already blessed. And we know, just like Pastor Norman King said, that the Lord God's word is not going to go out of, it's not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God has already set out for it to do, because he already knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. So we just thank God for Pastor Norman King for being obedient to deliver this powerful word on tonight for such a time as this, because so many people need to be reminded, that you didn't choose God. God chose you. He chose me. Way before the foundation of the world, he knew that you and I would be here. So he chose us to be his ambassadors, his vessels, his servants in the earth, that we can be the lights, that people can see Jesus Christ, that are spiritually blind. They can see Jesus Christ in you. They can see Jesus Christ in me. And they can see our good works and glorify God the Father in heaven. That's what the word of God says. So thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that word on tonight. Again, I know that it has not gone off void. It has been received by someone on tonight for such a time as this. Someone needed to hear this most powerful word on tonight. We must be reminded sometimes that we did not choose God. Yes, he reminds us in his word that he chose us. He chose you, my sister. He chose you, my brother. He chose me. Aren't you grateful on tonight that God chose you to be used for his glory in the earth? He have a purpose on your life that only you and I can fulfill as individuals. Then we can also come together as a body of believers, as a corporate body of believers, and we can touch and agree, and we can get more work done here on earth for God's glory and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, even through the airwaves and through the worldwide platforms and social media outlets such as Snapchat and Facebook and Google, and we can get the word of God out on Facebook. We can get the word of God out, the good news of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, so that those that are spiritually blind will have a chance of being saved, because it is not God's desire that any souls be lost, but that all souls will be saved. But we know that the enemy, the father of lies, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he do not want those that are spiritually blind. He know who you are. He wants you to stay spiritually blind. He wants you to stay that way, because he know that once you accept Jesus Christ in your heart and you become saved in Jesus' name and you get involved in a spirit-filled church that is truly teaching and preaching and standing on God's word about the birth, the death, burial, and resurrection of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Once you get the word of God in you, then the enemy know that you have a weapon you can use against him, and that's what he don't want. So once you become saved in Jesus' name, he know that you have the power and authority to use the name of Jesus Christ against him. So that's what he's trying to block it before you can ever come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. But don't let that be an excuse. You got to make up your own mind. Do you want to be saved on tonight? Again, it's not God's desire that any souls be lost. So the choice is yours on tonight. You just heard the word. You just heard the word through Pastor Norman King that you do not choose yourself. God chose you. He chose me. He chose my sister and my brother on tonight that are tuned in faithfully to this worldwide platform and ministry that are saved in Jesus' name. And you know your God purpose, and you know that you have been ordained and anointed for such a time as this, and you're walking in your God purpose, fulfilling in the earth that men, boys, and women everywhere can see your good works and may glorify God the Father because of what they see in you, that Jesus Christ is the light that they would see in you as a vessel of the Most High God, our God and our Father and our Creator. So on tonight, I thank God for you listeners. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to remember that all of these shows and ministries that come forth over this webinar platform, all of these shows and ministries are kept in archives. You can always go to my email, my website, which is all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com, or on Facebook. My show website is blogtalkradio.com/ambassador vessels. Again, my website for the show is blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassador-vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Once again, I thank God for each one of you, my listeners. I do not know you personally, but thank God we serve an awesome God who knows who you are. He knows where you are, and he knows what you're in need of. And he is a promise keeper. He has a perfect track record. He do not fail. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. He cannot change. So he is a promise keeper. So I ask that you all continue to pray for me and this worldwide ministry and platform, that it will continue to be everything that God has ordained and called for this ministry and platform to be worldwide for his glory, in Jesus' name. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight. We know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. You are the Most High God. You are the true and the living God. Heavenly Father, it is in you that we live, we move, and have our being. We know that without you, we can do nothing. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is nothing too hard or impossible to do. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even in the earth today. You're still opening the eyes of those that are spiritually blind through your word and through your vessels as they go into the prisons and to the hospitals and nursing homes and share your word and halfway houses, Heavenly Father, and homeless shelters, those that are being abused that are in shelters. And we go out into the ministries and prisons and hospitals and nursing homes and share the good news of Jesus Christ, that souls are being saved, backsliders being coming back to the fold, and that the body of Christ is being continually strengthened, built up, and edified through your word is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, continue to bless your worldwide listeners that faithfully tuned in. You know who they are, what they stand in need of. And we know that you are a promise keeper. So continue to keep them, continue to bless them, and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we love you. We bless your name. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth, and you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to pray for me as I will continue to keep you in my prayers. Good night.